What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donny Meacham joins us. Hey, Donny, are you there?
Hello. It is Wednesday. Excited to be here.
Darling, thank you. A few of the naughties have been pointing out they sometimes hear sirens during the show. We've got them this morning. I live on 10th Avenue. What can I do? It's part of the podcast, though, at this point. The old Rob Shooter would get nervous about it and think, oh, I've messed up because it's not perfect. I think imperfect is the new perfect.
No, absolutely. I live in West Hollywood, and there are times when I'm like doing something, recording. It's like you hear a dog barking because the dog's walking by. You hear the neighbor. Right now, my neighbor got an Amazon package, and they're trying to push it into their door. I hear it, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. We're so honest. I think part of the success of the show is we don't pretend to be anything we're not. We're very authentic on the Naughty But Nice show, so thank you for that. Naughty, should we jump in? What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. So if you've been watching television, you're probably sick of me talking about the Royals. I did Chris Cuomo last night, Donnie. Oh, he's so handsome.
He's so handsome.
Oh, so cute. I could barely focus on Kate Middleton because his big eyes were glaring at me. Oh, he's so cute. And I was up early this morning doing TV too, but don't worry, Naughties, I saved all the best gossip for you, so we've got a ton of Kate stuff. The big story of the day is that Prince William is livid over Kensington Palace's epic PR failure. They're saying heads are going to roll. So Prince William is seething over the recent treatment that his wife has received in the press. Renowned royal experts are painting a picture of a prince that is going to erupt. He's simmering with frustrations over all the rumours, the conspiracy theories, and they said that the mounting pressure has pushed William to the edge, and he is a man who broods and simmers like you, Darnay, and then explodes. I think he has a good reason here to be angry. What about you?
This sounds very familiar, William. You know, this is kind of why Harry wanted out, because of their treatment of Meghan. And William, it's just, you know, I understand where he's coming from, and I get it, but I wonder now if maybe he has a little more sympathy for Harry.
Yeah. I mean, the only person probably in the world that knows what it's like to marry into this family is Meghan Markle. Yes. That's why them not being friends. It's such a pity, because Meghan could actually help Kate now, and they're never going to be best friends, but they could certainly be friendly, talking about this common experience that, let's be honest, only the two of them and maybe Princess Diana and maybe Fergie, the Duchess of York, have ever really married into this family at this level. And so I think you are right here. It's interesting, because they said that William and his father, King Charles, they view it as an epic PR failure. The two of them, and tensions are running high behind the palace walls. I think heads will roll over this. We have a poll question a little bit later about what you think about all this. But before we get to the poll, we've got even more Kate news. So William gave Kate a sweet shout out at an event he attended yesterday solo. So it's kind of a touching gesture. William paid a heartfelt tribute to his beloved wife, Kate Middleton, during a solo appearance. He was at an advocacy event, and the topic was children being homeless, a very serious topic. And the prince was really touched by it and said, quote, "That's my wife's area. Children, education, childcare, that's my wife's area. And he wishes that she could have been there with him to hear all this." I think it's good that he's talking about Kate.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's like, but it's also, it's like, it's just him. At the end of the day, yes, he's about to be the future king, but he's also a husband. Mm. And so he wants to defend her, and he just wants to be like, guys, like, give her a break. But also, he knows what's going on, and he can't spill it or talk about whatever. So it's got to be a tough course,
but
it's frustrating. And he can't erupt in public, because then that would be the headline. Yes. He's walking a very fine line right now.
He is. I think this is a line that you could walk, Donnie, because I've seen you hold your temper back when people have upset you. And I've also seen you keep a secret. You're surprisingly tight-lipped, let's say.
Very.
Very. For such a gossip goose, even after several vodkas and sodas, Donnie, it's hard to pull a secret out of Donnie Meacham.
I don't know. I don't want people to tell my secrets all the time, so I would not want to tell other people's secrets. But also, holding back your anger is, because at times it's like, who wins in that situation? You erupt, who wins? Then you just look like the bad guy. It's like, yeah, but I erupted because you poked the bear 1,000 times, and then I finally erupted.
Do you ever erupt, Donnie? I've seen you be grumpy. I've seen you be quiet. I've seen you be moody. I've seen you be nice, too.
Occasionally.
But do you ever erupt? I've never seen you go nasty, like explode.
I honestly can't think of a time that I have. I'm so, like, even keeled in the fact of like, yes, I'll be angry, but then I'll just go, what, this doesn't mean anything to me. And then I'll walk away and I'll laugh and I'll, you know, just call a friend and just vent it out and it's okay.
It's good. We should all be more like that. Another Kate story that made me scream is there's a very famous, renowned Kate Middleton lookalike. Her name is Heidi Agan, and she's come forward to dismiss all the crazy rumours that Kate was not in that video. We all saw the video yesterday of Kate out and about. Lots of people are saying it doesn't look like her. Even Andy Cohen jumped in on that. We'll get to that a little later in the show. But now this impersonator, who is the number one Kate impersonator in the world, if you're going to hire anybody to be Kate, you'd hire Heidi. Heidi said, it's not me in that video and we should all leave her alone. And she said, I know what Kate looks like. I've spent a long time making a living as a Kate impersonator. That is Kate. Trust me, noughties. I know there's conspiracies out there. It is definitely Kate, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Prince William is livid over Kensington Palace's epic PR fail, saying heads will roll. Our question of the day is, should someone be fired for this? Should somebody be fired? I don't like firing people, but occasionally it has to be done. What do you think? Should somebody lose their job over how this entire situation has been handled? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Donnie, what are you working on?
Well, James Bond is back. A British heartthrob has taken the lead. Aaron Taylor Johnson has been crowned the next 007. You know, news, he's so handsome. He was starred in Bullet Train, if you happen to see that movie. He's 33 years old. He has been apparently formally offered the opportunity of a lifetime to embody the legendary secret agent known for his impeccable style and killer charm. So, you know, I think they're trying to reboot the 007 series. It's been a minute since 007 has been out there. You know, sources are also saying that the ink is nearly dry on the contract. So I think they're hoping for Aaron Taylor Johnson here. I don't know if it's just me, but like, Is it too late for 007? I think, is it too late?
Well, he's sort of a bit of a dinosaur, isn't he? The way he treats women, and he's quite a chauvinist. But I think they're trying to adapt that a little bit. Certainly they've done that in the latest 007 films with Daniel Craig. Now, when I heard this name, I didn't know who he was. You know, sometimes when you say a celebrity, when you say Madonna, you've got a picture of her immediately in your mind. This guy was not that. I had to have a little Google. He's very handsome. But I was thinking about it, Donnie. I did not know who Daniel Craig was before 007. When I Googled him, I was like, oh, I recognize his face. I've seen him in some movies. But he wasn't a star before he took on this role. So maybe this role will change Aaron's life. Very good looking. A little bit disappointed that it's not somebody different, that it's not somebody of colour. I was hoping for a woman. I was hoping for something just a little bit more exciting. It feels as if they're going in the model that is not broken. So I understand that Bond makes a lot of money still. Feels a little bit more of a bad boy. But I think Daniel Craig was a bit of a bad boy too. Not as sophisticated, but more naughty, but nice, dare we say. I like this choice. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think also it does help. So Aaron's wife, Sam, who's a director, she is 24 years older than he is.
Oh, I like that.
And he often has to defend the fact that, you know, because they were very young when they got together. If you do the math, 24, you know, they were young. They met while filming a movie. And he often has to defend the age gap. But it's the other way around.
Yeah, I like
it. The man dating
Oh, that makes
woman.
Him more interesting. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I like that little detail. Thank you, Donnie. Okay, moving along. Shakira setting the record straight, dismissing the rumour that a pot of jam, a jam jar, revealed that her partner was cheating. So in a candid interview, Shakira is definitively putting an end to the rumours swirling, suggesting that she uncovered her ex-partner Gerard's alleged infidelity through a particular encounter involving a jam jar. So if you remember the story at the time, where she returned home from a trip to find that her jam was missing from its container, and she knew knew that her sons didn't like that jam, and she knew that Gerard did not like that jam. So she was like, who's been sleeping in my house? Who's been sleeping in my beds? Who's been eating my jam? She said, it is not true. Now, thinking about it, it sort of is a ridiculous story, isn't it? At the time, I really enjoyed the story and I wanted to believe it. But now that I'm actually reliving it, ridiculous.
Also, look, I'm not condoning cheating. Cheating is awful. But if someone is going to cheat on you, they're hiding something. And usually cheaters are very used to covering it up. Are very used to being sneaky. Mm-hmm. If this was true, he would have been smarter than to... That's blatantly obvious. You know what I'm saying? It's too obvious.
Yeah. I like Shakira. Good for you, Shakira. And I love it when you're setting the record straight. Okay, talking about setting the record straight, Donnie, explain to us that Ariana Grande's divorce has been finalized and she's going to have to pay a lot of money to her ex.
She is going to have to pay a lot of money to her ex, Dalton Gomez. Surprisingly, less money than I thought. Mm. She will give a one-time payment of $1.25 million.
Oh, I thought it'd be more.
Look, $1.25 million, that's a lot of money.
Yes.
I wouldn't turn it down. But when she's worth $240 million, $1.25, she won't even notice it's missing from the bank. She won't even notice it's gone.
Yeah.
But also, this is, I think, where he will come ahead more is they've also been ruled that she will have to give him half the proceeds from the sale of their Los Angeles mansion. Now, look, if I know anything. I live in L.A. Ariana, I'm paid for that with cash. That thing was paid off.
Yes.
So what happens when they sell it is these things sell for, what, $8-10 million?
At least. It's a massive house. Yeah.
Half of that. He's gonna come out okay on this. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, the $1 million is almost just cash. She's just gonna give him cash, and then he's gonna split a $5, $10, $15, maybe $20 million house. He's going to be just fine. $1 million is a lot of money, but $240 million is even more money. Well. Okay, quickly before we get a break, Richard Simmons, the fitness guru, is apologizing for a cryptic post insinuating that he's dying. So yesterday, Richard put out a tweet, a social media post talking about death, and now he's issued a heartfelt apology to his fans who are really concerned about his health. Now, he's gone missing for a while. We've not seen him for a while. It's like the Kate Middleton story. He's not been in public. He's not spoken out. So the fact that he did speak out, everybody paid attention, and it seemed distressing that his message assured everybody that he was going to die, as are all of us. However, now he's clarifying that, saying he wasn't trying to emphasize death, but rather telling us to live every day while we can. They cannot be taken for granted. A really clumsy, misguided attempt to return to the public eye here. I do believe Richard wants his privacy, but he's also been in the business a long time. He knows what he's doing. He's super, super smart about this. He's very savvy about press. I think this whole thing's bizarre, Donnie. What do you think?
Definitely bizarre. The thing it's very bizarre. I try to rationalize it, and I was like, you know what? At the end of the day, he's not wrong. Right. Like, we are all dying. He is dying. But you don't lead with that.
Yeah.
That could have been trickled in with the whole thing of, like, one day we will all come to an end, not just, I got sad news to report, I'm dying.
Yes, it's a lot. And for somebody who claims that they want us all to step away, to give them some peace, to no longer talk about them, this is the opposite. What you've done, Richard, is you've put a spotlight on you and where you've been and why we haven't seen you, even brighter than it was before.
It's all very, but then maybe that's what he wanted. Who knows?
Who knows?
At the end of the day, because he is very upset that this movie about him is going to be getting made.
That's
right. And so maybe he's trying to change the narrative, and it worked.
Maybe we're talking about you, Richard. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be talking about a lot more people when we return. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Brooke Shooter with our dear friend Donny Meacham. Hey Donny, let's get to the polls. Yesterday we talked about how Rose Hanbury breaks her silence on the rumours that she had an affair with Prince William. She said they are completely false. Her lawyer put out a statement. Our question was, do you believe Rose? A cheeky question. Let's have a look. 60% do not. 60% think
what?
If there's smoke, there's fire. Maybe there was a bit of flirt. Going on at one point. I think it'd be very difficult for him being the most famous person in England to sneak off to a hotel with Rose, and I think it would get out. So these rumours, I'm not quite sure where I fall on this, but I do respect your vote, naughties. And don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, it's time for my favourite part of the show, the nicest of the day.
Well, now that, you know, the Super Bowl is over, the Grammys are over, everything is over, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, they were able to just get away. They were spotted on a secret getaway. Of course, it was posted by gossip blog Des Moines. Mm-hmm. And they were seen holding hands as they walked through the docks of an undisclosed location, which is surprising that, you know, even these two most famous people mm-hmm. in the world are able to get away somewhere and nobody actually knows exactly where they are. And nobody knows, you know, if they were on their way in or on their way out, but they did try to hide, you know, behind a baseball cap and sunglasses. But at the end of the day, you're Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. We know what you look like. They're going to find you.
We'll find you. I do like that they are still together and they're doing normal things now. The whirlwind, that rush you get when you first meet somebody, you don't need to be Taylor Swift or a Super Bowl winner to know that feeling. And sometimes, like on The Bachelorette and The Bachelor, those feelings can get you so far, but then reality sets in. And even somebody like Taylor Swift gets out of bed every morning and has a day, sometimes like the days we have, good days and bad days. And now is the real test to see if these two will survive, will make it as a couple. I'm rooting for them, and I love the fact that you're not doing this in the spotlight. Now you're living regular lives. You're enjoying each other. You're getting to know each other. I'm rooting for them, Donnie.
Yes, the thing is the vacation is the ultimate test of a new relationship mm-hmm. because you find out things about your partner you never knew, but you're like, are they a bad packer? Do they time management skills? Are they adventurous? Do they just want to sit in the hotel all day? Mm-hmm. You learn things about them.
It's good. It's good. I think these two are going to make it. Fingers crossed. Then let's do our naughties of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Jay. Andy Cohen has joined the internet trolls claiming the new video of Kate is fake. So Andy said, that ain't Kate. And that bold declaration has seemed to ignite a firestorm, at least with Bravo fans. People are saying, I'm sorry, it's not her. The hashtag fake Kate has been trending. Andy, 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 this is not the Real Housewives. This is the Royals. And so let's give Kate a little bit of peace here. And Andy Summer even suggesting you're doing this to distract from all the naughty drama that's swirling around you. Let's end with a moment of rum. You get a rum, you get a rum, you get a rum.
But you get a rum.
You can't be present on your phone and in your life at the same time. You have to pick one. So don't be so obsessed with capturing everything that you miss out on experience it. A couple of weeks ago, months ago, I went to see Madonna. I took a few photographs and then I put my phone away and I enjoyed the show. And now my memories, that feeling of being in the moment, dancing, enjoying a beer, laughing, that's what I remember. And I wouldn't have done that if the whole night I was worried about taking pictures. Take a picture, then put your phone away. I get it. We all want to put a picture on our Instagram. We want to show off to our friends that we've got great seats. But take one. And then enjoy the show. And when I say show, that could be your life. That could be dinner with your friends. It doesn't need to be a pop concert. Put your phones down because you can't be present on your phone, and also in your life. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.